Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Lots to talk about, but is there really any other news other than Derek Chauvin found guilty on all counts in the murder of George Floyd? Count one, second-degree murder, guilty. Count two, third-degree murder, guilty. Count three, second-degree manslaughter, guilty. And then Chauvin is handcuffed and let out of court. It's not a good situation all the way around, and I'm just amazed and how no one on Fox News even gets it. That's how out of touch they are. They're living in the New York bubble, and they don't even know their own viewers. I know that I've gotten hundreds of emails and literally dozens and dozens of texts and dozens of phone calls and also spoke in person with several people when the verdict was launched. And all the conservative Trump fans that I know are not happy about this verdict, but Fox News is jumping through the air. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is wonderful. He was guilty. This shows that America's great and that justice was done. The system works. No, it doesn't. I don't know if he was guilty or not guilty. I'm not there to hear the facts. I can't call him innocent or guilty. What I can tell you is that a guilty man was just railroaded. Okay, that's what I think. Again, I have only my opinions, right? I wasn't on that jury, and I didn't hear all the evidence. But to me, he was guilty, partially responsible for the death of George Floyd, partially. But the man was going to die from a fentanyl overdose. And he was vicious, and he was literally fighting the police, and he committed terrible crimes his whole life, including putting a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman in a home invasion robbery. He served 5 years in jail for that. Not a nice person. You're making him out to be a hero. That's the first thing that pisses off most honorable Americans. And the second thing is no cop can do his job anymore, even if this was a bad cop, even if it looked horrible on video, and it did, and even if he's guilty partially of ending Floyd's life, which I think he was. That's why I say a guilty man was just railroaded. I think he's a bad guy, Chauvin, and I think he should have been kicked off the force. Okay, but there's no way it's second-degree murder, third-degree murder, or manslaughter. It's not. It was overcharging, and it's mob rule. And if Fox News doesn't see that, it shows you no one should watch Fox News anymore. They're out of touch. Because Wayne Root's saying he's a guilty man. But you let the mob intimidate a jury. There was no justice here. A jury believed they'd all be killed and their homes burned to the ground. And they could never show their face in public again. They could never go shopping again. They could never go. Their kids couldn't go to school again. They could never go out to eat at a restaurant again. Whatever they would do, their names would be exposed. And if they found this guy innocent and acquitted him, they would be destroyed. And they all knew it. They could never live in Minneapolis again. Their lives were completely ruined if they acquitted this guy. So don't tell me this is a fair justice system, because it's not. It's mob rule. How could it be a fair justice system when Maxine Waters let the jury know that this has to be a guilty verdict? How could it be a fair justice system when the president of the United States said he's praying for the right verdict and he's seen the evidence and there's no question that he made it clear the right verdict would be guilty? Are you kidding me? That's what Biden did today. He destroyed and poisoned the jury pool. And Maxine Waters did it yesterday. Okay? What's that famous thing? It's like the rotten apple theory, I think it's called. Oh, the bite of the rotten apple. If you do one bite, then it's all poison. If one bite's poison, it's all poison. You can't assume this jury wasn't intimidated and they made the right call after looking at the evidence? When you had a congresswoman say out loud yesterday what Maxine Waters saying, even the judge went crazy and said she can't do that, and you've given a... Hey, Are you kidding me? Biden said he's praying for the right verdict, and everyone knew he meant praying for a guilty verdict? I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict. I think it's overwhelming in my view, he said. He confirmed he spoke with the family on Monday. The George Floyd family. I mean, you got to be kidding me. He said he felt comfortable discussing the trial publicly after speaking to the family even before the jury delivered their verdict. It's just absolutely absurd. Al Sharpton called for Derek Chauvin's conviction ahead of the murder trial in connection with George Floyd's death. And one of my great buddies who listens to this show sent me a note and he said, you know, Wayne, you're wrong. This guy's not going to jail for life or he's not getting the death penalty. As per the Minnesota Star Tribune or Minneapolis Star Tribune, sentencing guidelines recommend less prison time for offenders without a criminal history. 12.5 years for second-degree unintentional murder and third-degree murder, and 4 years for second-degree manslaughter. And I said to him, you're kidding yourself. The same mob that intimidated the jury into finding him guilty of, in my opinion, even though he's a bad guy, and I'm saying it out loud, I do think Derek Chauvin's a bad cop. I do think he held his knee on that guy's, on George Floyd's neck way too long. Abnormal, inhuman amount of time. I do think his face looked like he's suffering from PTSD. He was in the military, and he's a PTSD guy. He was off at a different place. He was in a zone. He was a zombie. He didn't even know what he was doing. So I do believe that he was a bad guy. As a matter of fact, I believe his lawyer should have used incompetent mentally. This guy's mentally ill, Chauvin. The way he held his knee and the way his eyes looked. The more people shouted, you're killing him, the more he just looked strange, staring into the distance. So he's not a good cop. Nothing he did was right that day. But he was fighting a bad guy. Don't try and make George Floyd into a hero. This is a joke. And an affront to America, an affront to Americans who've never done drugs and never committed crimes. But the same mob that forced that jury, or their lives would have been over, to come to that conclusion of guilty on all charges, will now make sure that a judge sentences him to something abnormally high. Life in prison, or 50 years in prison, or 35 years in prison, whatever it may be, far more than what my buddy sent me, 12.5 years and 4 years. Far more. If this was a normal criminal, yes. But the mob would burn the judge's house to the ground. This is now mob rule in the United States. They intimidate judges. It's the same reason the election wasn't overturned for President Trump, who won this election. It was stolen by Biden. Everybody knows it was stolen. Every judge passed the buck, and then they passed it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court passed the buck, because they all said, I'm not going to have my house burnt down. I'm not going to ever be able to go out to eat again. I'm not going to be able to show my face again. They'll kick me out of my country club. They'll kick me out of my neighborhood. My kids will be savagely beaten at school. I can't do this to my wife and kids. This is the ultimate mob rule intimidation. Joe Biden praying for the right verdict. How is a president getting involved in a trial? How is that legal? Isn't it up to a judge and a jury in the United States of America? We don't convict people. You're innocent until proven guilty. O.J. Simpson said Derek Chauvin should be found guilty. I found that this morning. That's interesting, isn't it? Stop the presses. O.J. Simpson believes Derek Chauvin's guilty. He should know. He's the perfect guy who should know, right? Talk about someone who should be found guilty. But Joe Biden tampered with the Chauvin jury, the president of the United States. He said the evidence against Chauvin is overwhelming, and he's praying the jurors convict him. That's what he was saying. I mean, that's the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard. Elected officials can't weigh in on a trial. It's a remarkable statement from a sitting president on a criminal trial underway. And I do believe he crossed an incredible line. And then Joe Biden and Kamala Harris called the Floyd family after the guilty verdict. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding. They're openly rooting and openly celebrating. And it's just, it's beyond the pale. And if you think I'm wrong, look at what the people were saying yesterday when the jury went to to convene. The media coverage of the Derek Chauvin trial was so slanted, it was incredible. CNN's senior legal analyst Laura Coates declared, defense begins the closing by defining reasonable doubt, not with why Derek Chauvin's innocent. Think about that. Well, yeah, actually, that's the job of the defense, to begin the closing by defining reasonable doubt. As a matter of fact, every criminal defense lawyer in America knows that's exactly how you begin the closing, by defining reasonable doubt. 90% of defense arguments begin with defining reasonable doubt. This is the most slanted, prejudicial mob rule in the history of America. The fact is, the burden's on the prosecutor to prove someone's guilty. The defense doesn't have to prove a thing for acquittal. The jury has to focus on the burden of proof shouldered by the prosecution. Another such moment arose with PBS NewsHour correspondent Yamichi Alcindor. And she's been someone who's just biased, horribly negative in her coverage against Trump and the Trump administration and the riots and the Biden administration and Black Lives Matter, and referred to Biden appointees as superheroes. And she went on the attack the minute the defense rose to make its closing argument. She declared, Chauvin's lawyer said it flies in the face of common sense to say Floyd's death was not caused, at least in part, by his underlying conditions and drug use. And she says, this argument's in direct contradiction to the prosecutor's case, which says, believe your eyes, Chauvin's knee killed Floyd. The argument is in direct contradiction to the prosecution's case, and you think that's a problem? Oh my God! This is what constitutes as legal analysts on TV now on a major American television network. The defense is actually as the goal to argue that the prosecutor's case is wrong. I can't believe it. There's gambling in that casino. This is incredible. And now the guy's guilty and they're saying on Fox News, oh, it proves the justice system works. No, it doesn't. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Energized Health, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm such a big fan of Energized Health because I've never had a client where I get letters from my listeners thanking me for saving their life. And I got one of those today. I've been getting them a lot lately. And I've got it in person at the Energized Health event on Saturday. Several people came up to me to thank me for saving their life because Energized Health, they've been on the program and their diabetes has disappeared and their diabetes level is dramatically lower. Their fat's disappearing. They had no energy. Their energy is back. Their life has changed. The guy sent me a letter today. Beautiful letter about what Energized Health has done for him. It's really quite amazing, and he thanked me profusely for introducing him to Energized Health. By the way, just so you know, some fan of mine came up to me today to thank me profusely for introducing them to Sam Landis. You find a lot of good stuff on this show. Sam Landis is the tax attorney who advertised for many years on my show, but he has not advertised in the last year, and still to this day, I probably get, 20 requests a month. Wayne, whatever happened to that tax lawyer? Give me his name. I need him. I'm getting audited by the IRS. And his name is Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group in Beverly Hills, California. And she said, Wayne, I owed the IRS six figures, and he negotiated it down to $1,500. Just today that happened, this morning. A fan of mine stopped me outside the supermarket where I shop. Mr. Root, thank you so much. You saved my life. Sam Landis is the greatest. So you learn some great things and you meet some great people on this show. Some great sponsors. Thank you, Sam Landis, for taking great care of one of my clients. But Energized Health, I know, changed my life. You know, I completed the first phase of the program, which is only 88 days. A while back, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Really amazing. My body looks like when I played, high school football at the age of 18. And by the way, I'm about the same weight as when I played high school football at the age of 18. So it's amazing. You don't have to trust, some stranger giving you a testimonial. How about Wayne Root? 25 pounds of fat, and everybody who saw me and sees me at all these events says the same thing. Wow, you look fantastic. So click on the red button at Energized Health. Watch the master class. It's free. Or check out hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com. Or cut to the chase and join right now at 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. So it's just amazing to me. And by the way, when you want to know what kind of sentence he really does face. All right, so my buddy was kind of right and kind of wrong. My buddy's from a family of cops, and he sent me, you know, how much time Derek Chauvin faces in prison. And there's a story in the New York Post right now. How much time does he face? I'm trying to get it up for you, but it's not coming up. I don't know why it's not coming up. No matter how many times I click on it, it's not coming up. So I guess I'll just have to tell you from memory. Basically, he faces up to 40 years in jail. But the guideline recommendations, as per my buddy, if you've never committed a crime before, they suggest that you only get 12 and a half years in jail for second-degree manslaughter. You don't face any time for third-degree murder or manslaughter. You know why? Because as per the guidelines in Minnesota, it's only the top charge that matters. So the other two basically get thrown out when it comes to sentence guidelines. You know, all you're sentenced for is the top one. You know, if you've been found innocent of the top one and found guilty of the second one, then all would matter is the second one. But if you get found guilty of all three, the only thing that matters is the top one. And so the top one, you face up to 40 years in prison. But if you've never committed a crime, they recommend 12 and a half years. Derek Chauvin faced a maximum of 40 years in prison. He could get up to 4 decades behind bars for the top count of second-degree murder. The second count carries a penalty of 25 years, but he will only be sentenced on the top count as per state law. The third count he's convicted of second-degree manslaughter carries a 10-year maximum, but he also will not face sentencing on that count per state law. And while second-degree carries a statutory maximum of 40 years in prison, Chauvin will likely face much less time when he's sentenced. The guidelines call for about 12 years for Chauvin. Again, they don't tell you the reason why. My buddy sent it to me. My buddy, who's a family of cops, said it's because he's never been convicted of a crime in his life. But prosecutors have asked for an upward departure from that, which could add a number of years to the sentence. And so it's just what I said. I'm telling you, it's never going to be 12 years. If it's between 12 and 40, my prediction is he'll get like 25 years in prison. Because they can't do 12 or the riots would start all over again. The rioting, the looting, the burning, and the murder would start all over again. The threats to make sure he got found guilty, that worked. And now you're going to have threats to make sure he gets sentenced to far more than 12 years. It's mob rule. Mob is in control of the justice system of the United States of America. And I contend a guilty man got railroaded. He's guilty, but not of murder.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A jury found Derek Chauvin guilty in the death of George Floyd. Today, a jury convicted the former Minneapolis police officer of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for kneeling on Floyd's neck during an arrest last May, causing his death. It took the jury about 12 hours to reach their verdict. Chauvin taken into custody after the verdict was read. The sentencing is up to the judge and will take place at a later date. This Minneapolis resident giving their reaction to the verdict.
I'm thrilled that justice was served and that we can put a close to this.
President Biden reportedly wants the United States to slash greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of the decade. Biden is expected to reveal the new pledge Thursday at a virtual climate summit with more than three dozen world leaders. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. Kids will fill those school buses, classes, gyms, and lunchrooms. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, treats and friendships, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. Sharing that with family could be deadly. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school, whether private or public, with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com. Or call 503-585-5582. That's 585-5582.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a couple of things before I get to more important things, political issues, Derek Chauvin, your phone calls, all the above. Well, I live in Las Vegas. The sun's always out. Sun's out like 330 days a year, partially, and fully out like 300 days a year. And it's always warm and sunny and beautiful 9 months a year, and then it's super hot in the summer. It's the only time I don't love is the summer. 110 is 110. It's uncomfortable. But all year long, the sun is out, and it's beautiful, and it almost never rains. There are no storms, and there's no earthquakes, and there's no volcanoes, and there's no hurricanes, and there's no tornadoes. Nothing bad ever happens in Las Vegas. It's great. And I look at this headline in the New York Post, and it is just unbelievable. And the headline is, up to 6 inches of snow expected in New York. 6 inches of snow in upstate New York, western and northern New York. It's just unbelievable to me. It blows my mind. What is today? Isn't today the 20th? Isn't today the 20th? Today is the 20th of April. Parts of New York could be socked with up to a half foot of snow overnight into Wednesday morning. Wow! That's why I don't live in New York anymore. And then the other headline is about the fact that the vaccine could cause herpes infections called shingles. Now, I've never had shingles, thank God, in my whole life. But I know a lot of older Americans who've had shingles. That is the most horrible, painful, and disfiguring thing they've ever had in their life. And the pain from it is so intense, they say it's the most horrible thing they've ever experienced in their entire life, when you have a shingles breakout in your body. And now doctors have possibly linked herpes and shingles to COVID-19 vaccine, a side effect of the COVID vaccine. Scientists in Israel have identified cases in a new study of patients developing a skin rash known as herpes zoster or shingles after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Wow. They make it like it's no big deal. Maybe those people were never going to get COVID in their lives. And now they're stuck with COVID. Lots of people are getting COVID after getting the COVID vaccine. There are people getting sick, blood clots, and dying after getting the COVID vaccine. There are people dropping dead after getting the COVID vaccine. There are people who have major immune attacks like Bell's palsy. Half their face is frozen after getting the COVID vaccine. And now we can add to that list herpes and shingles attacks after getting the COVID vaccine. Just, I like to educate my listeners. I've never said don't get the vaccine. If it makes you feel better, if it gets you out in the world, if it gets you back to work, if it gets you out eating in restaurants again, get the vaccine. But have your eyes wide open. Nobody else is telling you the truth but Wayne Root. Maybe but Wayne Root and Tucker Carlson. Because I saw Tucker had a story the other day about, you know, what's the deal? Why are you lying to us about the vaccine? Maybe it's great. Maybe it's wonderful. Maybe it's the cat's meow. But don't tell me that you have to take the vaccine in order to get back to a normal life. And then as soon as you take the vaccine, this is what Tucker said, as soon as you take the vaccine, we find out you still have to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. You still should not go out to eat in restaurants, says Fauci. He said either it works or it doesn't. If it doesn't work, nobody should be taking it. And if they are taking it, then why can't they get rid of the mask, get rid of the social distancing, and go back to restaurants? Obviously, it doesn't work. So somebody's lying to you. That's Tucker's words, not mine. But it is mine, because I've said the same types of things on this show. Something's wrong. But all I say is, I don't say don't take the vaccine. I say just my opinion, what I would do. I don't advise you what to do. I will wait. I will wait and see what happens to the population from the untested rush-to-production experimental vaccine. I know one thing. I won't get shingles, I won't get herpes, and there will be no blood clots on my brain as long as I wait. I think that seems like common sense to me. Phone number to call in, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear what you think of the Derek Chauvin verdict today. What do you think of my belief that a guilty man was railroaded? You know, I am not someone who believes Chauvin was innocent, and I believe he contributed to the death of Floyd, and I believe his knee was on his neck too long. Even though I'm a defender of police, 99.9% of the time, I couldn't defend that video and the look on Chauvin's face while people were screaming, you're killing him, he can't breathe. It was strange. So I can't say he's innocent, but he's not guilty of murder, and he should not be facing 40 years in prison. He should be fired from his job. He should be sued. And more importantly, maybe you spend a year or two in jail if a jury finds you guilty, if it's a fair trial. But it wasn't a fair trial. Stop telling me it's a fair trial. You and I both know, all of you know, that the pressure on those jurors, or Minnesota would have burned, Minneapolis would have burned, their neighborhoods would burn, their houses would burn, their children would be killed or beaten the crap out of in school. Can you imagine if their kids went to a school with a lot of black kids? Like I did, I went to an all-black high school. Can you imagine if my father found a white cop innocent and acquitted him of killing a black guy? And then I had to go back to school the next day? Do you know what would happen to me? I'd have a shank stuck in my back. So these jurors knew their kids could be killed. They knew that their wives or spouse could be raped and murdered. They knew their house could be burned to the ground. They knew they could never, ever go out back to their jobs ever again. Don't tell me it's a fair trial. Stop lying to me. Just what I say about the vaccine. Just tell the truth. Say the vaccine's good for society. It'll get everybody back to work, and there's going to be some people who die from it. And there's nothing we can do about it. It'll be a very small percentage, and there'll be a much larger percentage who have very bad allergic reactions to it, and shingles reactions, and herpes reactions, and Bell's palsy reactions, and there are going to be some people who literally, you know, go blind. There's going to be some bad things, but it's a small percentage, and for the most part, it gets everyone back to work. If you said that, at least that would be fair and that would be honest. But our nation is now a nation of liars. Whatever they believe is best for you, the people, and you have no say in what's best for you, whatever's best for you, they're willing to lie and cover up and distort and mislead and make believe nothing could be bad about the thing that they like and they believe in, that they're recommending. It's only good if they recommend it. They can't allow the truth to get out, which is maybe it's not perfect, but you're going to have to live with it. And some people will get hurt from it and some will die. Why not say that? Because that's the truth. The overall it's good, but there's some really bad side effects. They can't say that. Why can't they say Chauvin is a bad guy and he may be guilty, but we weren't in the jury, so we don't know. I didn't have the evidence in front of me. But come on, guys, don't tell me it was a fair trial, because we all know that everybody, the majority of people, wanted him to be found guilty so that the country wouldn't burn. Just admit that. Just admit you sacrificed a policeman's life so that the whole country wouldn't burn and there wouldn't be billions of dollars in damages and people murdered by the dozens or maybe by the hundreds and people's businesses destroyed and people's businesses looted and no one able to go to work for weeks at a time. The whole country on fire, black smoke in the air. Let's face it, we avoided all that. So you let this guy life be ruined in order to stop that from happening. It's not a fair trial. Let's be honest. Stop lying. At least I tell the truth. All the people I wanted him to be found guilty, not because he was guilty, but because they thought the country would burn. It's better for the country if he's found guilty. It'll calm everyone down. Why doesn't anyone admit that when I'm mad at a verdict, I don't burn, I don't loot, I don't murder, I don't riot? No Trump fan burns, loots, riots. Why don't they just admit that one side, the left, when they don't get their way, they're a mob, and they loot and they burn and they riot and they murder? Why can't anyone just admit that? So whether he's guilty or not, I wasn't there, you weren't there, and I wasn't at the trial, and I didn't hear the evidence. I wasn't at the moment that Chauvin was killed. I wasn't a witness. I really don't have a right to say if he's guilty or innocent. But I will say my opinion is he did some bad things. He should be in trouble. But there's no way it rises to the level of second and third degree murder. So that jury was bamboozled and intimidated into making a guilty man, railroading and destroying the life of a guilty man. How about that? It kind of reminds me of the O.J. trial where it went the opposite way. You know, everyone knew he was guilty, but the jury was railroaded and forced and intimidated into finding him innocent. Phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear what you think. 833-927-8255. Anna in Connecticut on line one. Anna, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight, Anna?
Well, I came up with a plan to help Georgia.
How do you want to help Georgia? Let's hear.
The election month. Well, I think everybody should go vacation there the week of July 13th. They should pour a bunch of money in there.
Why July 13th?
Spend a lot of money.
What's July 13th?
Well, that's when the Major League Baseball.
Oh, the All-Star Game. Got it. The All-Star Game that was pulled out of Atlanta and has now been relocated to Denver. Got it.
Right. And I think by doing that, what's going to happen is all that goodness and all that, you know, money that we flood in there is going to take away the evil that was done. Okay?
I got it now. I understand it. I'll go a step further than you. Okay, it's fine if you want people to go there, vacation there, shop there, stay there. All that's good, all well and good. But I think even more important is to boycott and stop spending any money at any of the corporations, and their lists are online, but now I'm putting a book out about it. Any of the companies that took the side of never having voter ID, and voter ID is racist, and they want Democrats to steal and rig elections, those companies, no conservative should ever buy from them again. Bring them to their knees and make them understand that they have no right to talk about politics. No corporation should be involved in politics in any way, shape, or form. Shut up. Stay out of it. I think that's a more effective way. Yes, make Atlanta wealthy and prosperous and do well on July 13th. That's great. But most people are not taking a vacation to Atlanta on July 13th. I promise you, they don't have the money to do it, or they don't have the time to do it. But everybody could stop buying from a company that said, we're going to pull it out of the Major League All-Star Game, and we're going to punish anybody who's for voter ID. That we could all do.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boosts immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
raw and unfiltered.
Hey, travel.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Just looking through all my emails here. I've got 20 of them waiting just in the four-minute break between segments. Last segment of the show. Before I sign off for the night, first of all, thank you, Lee Elsie, out of our WJJF affiliate in Connecticut, up and down the I-95. They've got, I don't know, like six stations there. We're on all six. It's fantastic. They cover the whole Connecticut. And I thank you for having the Wayne Root Show on from 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time every night, Monday through Friday. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, John Fuller, owner of those stations. Thank you, Connecticut. Get a great response from my Connecticut people. Great response. It's our New York flagship, or I should say our East Coast flagship. What am I saying? Connecticut's not in New York, although they do reach Long Island, New York, but it's our Connecticut East Coast flagship. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can do it anywhere in the United States, in all 50 states. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. And here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Billion. And second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they will treat you like a star. Phone number, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 833-927-8255. What do you think of the Chauvin verdict? Let's take Bob in Las Vegas. Bob, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you tonight?
I'm fantastic, but here's what I'm worried about, Wayne. Former law enforcement, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to get harder and harder to get police officers. Oh, you want a police officer? Well, you're going to have to wait an hour because we only have a couple on duty. Wayne, they're retiring. I'm going to tell you something. They're retiring like anything they can do. just to get out however they can get out. I'm not saying this guy shouldn't have been charged with something, but to what they charge him on, I think in a legal, and I'm not an attorney, but in a legal perspective, it's going to be overturned.
And you, now, I don't, hey, Bob, I don't know if you have time to listen to my show. Did you hear what I've been saying about this all afternoon?
Yes, I
yes. So I agree. I think he's guilty, but I think he's been massively overcharged, and I think the verdict is completely wrong and unfair, and I think they took a guilty man and they railroaded him because the jury felt like they'd be killed. Their family could be murdered if they voted to acquit a white cop who killed a black man who was on fentanyl and who was committing a crime and who had a lifelong criminal record. They actually believed, they were intimidated into believing they had no other choice because the whole Minneapolis would burn, they'd be blamed for it, and their family would be attacked by an Antifa BLM mob. So it's not a fair trial. It's not a fair verdict. Anyone who believes it is an idiot. And it was massive overcharging. The guy doesn't deserve 40 years in prison. It's insanity. We sacrificed a white cop's life to make everyone in America who supports BLM and Antifa happy. And not only that, the whole thing was poisoned by Maxine Waters and then today by President Biden. President of the United States poisoned the jury by saying he prays to God this guy gets found guilty. That's terrible. And this precedent, and I've said on this show, every cop needs to get out. You can't be a cop anymore. It's impossible.
No. My son's coming out to visit me. He got injured on the job 6-8 months ago. And I'll tell you something. It's just crazy out there. And this is going to be, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, Wayne, but the law enforcement perspective is in trouble.
Well, think what this verdict, see, the average person is really, there are people out there that are just don't think. Okay, they don't think, they have no idea of this, of what this leads to. They think, hooray, hooray, we put a bad cop away, we solved, everything's great for black Americans now. Did you ever think the result of this is every cop that can is going to retire? Most of the rest are going to quit. There's going to be no one there when you need a cop because we're all beating up on cops. It's not this trial. It's all of them. It's the one in Minneapolis the other day that used a taser and missed, and instead she reached for a real gun. That's not murder either. That's ridiculous. You keep charging cops with murder, no one can be a cop.
Exactly.
Of course, that's an accident.
Exactly.
So there's going to be nobody left when you call 911. No one's going to get there for 3 days, and you're going to get raped and beaten and murdered for 3 days, and they're going to find your body. Because there aren't going to be any cops willing to come out anymore. No one gets it. That's what's going to be the end result of this.
Wayne, you know what we say in the FOP? Walk a mile in the thin blue line. Walk a mile in their shoes. Walk a mile in our shoes.
I agree. I've always said you have no idea what cops face. No idea. Thank you, Bob, for the call. And you know how much I love cops. But I do believe Chauvin, by the way, was incredibly brutal to George Floyd. And so he deserved, you know, something bad, not this. This is a, you know, this is a witch hunt. This is a, as I said, a railroading. This is not a fair trial. It's beyond even the imagination of someone calling it a fair trial, like they were all doing on Fox News today. Gray Gutfeld actually was the only one with the guts to say, I'm glad he got found guilty, whether he's guilty or not. I believe that's what he said, because at least America won't burn, and I just have to say that. I don't care how it sounds, I'm just going to say it. I'm paraphrasing from my memory, but that's pretty much what he said. So this poor guy should now be in prison, rot for the rest of his life, because you don't want America to burn. Is that what you call justice today?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.